Cam? How's
hey,
it going?
Going good. Great.
So today's Monday, May 2nd.
Woo!
All right.
We got 2 weeks of stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Tonight, SF Node.js meetup.
Mm.
Is that you?
Actually, no, it's not. Unfortunately, okay. I have a different meetup today.
It's a late add to the calendar, but we're looking forward to another successful event.
It should be great. They're a great meetup. They usually have good stuff.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Pack IT Pros tomorrow night. Janelle, back in here.
Mm-hmm. Chef on Windows.
Chef on Windows. This one we've promoted a lot. Technical fellow and chief architect for Windows Server and Systems Center, Data Center at Microsoft.
Guess what? Janelle Crothers is back again. She's going to be presenting.
That's Do they bring food to that one?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Lunchtime.
Chef.
Thursday we've got NASCOM and Notrick. Do you know anything about that, NASCOM?
No, that's going to be a new one for us. It's the first time hosting here at the Reactor.
Oh, first timers.
Mm-hmm.
Startup Next again, Thursday. That's like kind of a private thing. So
Startup Next has been doing really cool stuff. It's a pre-accelerator training camp. So before you kind of are fully formed your company, you go to the Startup Next meetings, get some advanced training on how to pitch, how to become a startup, and how to join an accelerator.
That's awesome.
How to be successful.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Indie game developers of Silicon Valley host Thank You for Playing screening. Is that a movie? I'm guessing. It says screening.
Cool. Yeah.
Probably, I like it.
Probably to buy or a cat.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Building microservice based on Azure.
Hmm.
Cool. That's just an event, or is that a...
I think it's an event.
I mean, is it a group, or is it meetup.com? Bay Azure. Oh, so it's the Bay Azure group. Cool.
Bay Azure is here a lot.
Building microservice. I'm going to come to that. That's really cool. Okay. But I bet Robin's going to be the one hosting.
What else we got?
San Francisco Data Platform User Group.
Who's over that?
I don't know. Come learn more about data science and the role it has in the analytics lifecycle.
Sounds cool to me.
R and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Startup awesome. Next again.
I mean,
Hackers
great place,
and founders.
Great place to meet people, you know, connect to the local San Francisco community. So what we do here, if you're not at these meetups,
you're missing out.
Missing out on a lot of good
and
stuff.
And then the last for the weekend was Tool Jam. Tool Jam is going to be awesome.
Now, watch out for that event. Yeah. That's going to be the event to go to.
It's a
sleepover hackathon.
Is it a sleepover?
It's a sleepover, so look out. And in the middle, on Saturday night, they're going to be hosting a playcrafting event where they showcase almost 30 games this time.
Oh,
so
my God.
So you've got a bunch of people that haven't, you know, really slept. And then you got 200 local people coming in for a Saturday night video game convention.
That's great.
So that'll be fun.
If you're around Saturday night, check it out.
There you go.
We got a Surface Hub. We got a group coming. Marcelo's coming in. Somebody from Mural is coming in to test it.
That's right.
And then I also have some footage that I'm going to put in for the Surface. Today's guest was Justin Johnson. He works for Keen.io, and we had a great conversation about developer evangelism. All right, see you in a couple weeks.
Justin.
Hello, how's it going?
Good.
Thanks for coming in. So, Justin Johnson, how did you get into the Reactor?
So I did this event. It's actually the third one we've done, but I did an event called Open Source Show and Tell. The last one we did the year prior, one of our keynotes was Beth Massey, who was on the board of the .NET Foundation. Integral in open sourcing a lot of the things that Microsoft was open sourcing as behind the scenes and then throughout the process. So I actually reached out to her on Twitter of all places, just randomly, and was like, hey, we're doing this open source thing. It's the second one. Would love you to talk about .NET and open sourcing it. And she agreed.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I met you about a week ago and you guys were showing off some cool stuff, but what do you do actually?
I'm a developer evangelist at Keen.io.
Okay.
Keen's an analytics platform for developers. We build a series of APIs that allow you to send data, analyze data, and visualize that data from anything connected to the internet at all.
Hmm.
Yeah. So just HTTP.
Nice. How long have you been doing that?
I've been at Keen for a little over 2.5 years.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what's your role there?
The developer evangelist.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as a startup, we've gone through iterations and varieties of ups and downs. So, VP developer advocacy is my official title.
Okay.
I've hired it as evangelist.
Yeah.
I've done marketing. I've done sales.
Yeah.
I've done community building from a more traditional perspective.
Yeah.
I'm focused more on product now.
Okay.
It's kind of one of those things, like a generalist, I guess.
Yeah, and when you started, there were 7 employees.
Mm-hmm.
What was the strategy for, 7 employees plus one of them is a dev evangelist.
Right.
How was that strategy kind of formed, or what did that look like?
So the team, they started as three engineers, and they just had this idea that, you know, when you build custom analytics at a company, it should fit all of the company's needs, but you just shouldn't have to reinvent the wheel every single time. And the wheel is kind of like the engine that powers the back end, right?
Okay.
So how do you store, how do you analyze, like what's the compute look like?
Yeah.
You know, the business problems you're trying to solve with analytics are always the same, or are not always the same. They're always very different, but like the actual, like the infrastructure is similar in so many ways. So that, like, with that line of thinking, they went to the developer community first to get feedback about, like, what were people doing out in the wild?
Hmm.
What are the problems they'd like to get solved? So from, like, an early days business, before we even really had a product, community was already the focus.
Hmm.
So they created those feedback loops, and they built an actual product and kind of proved a lot of things, got a couple early customers, and it showed really quickly that, you know, community and investing in community was something that was more important than a founder putting a couple hours in here and there when they could, right?
Okay.
It's just like an order of operations, specialization becomes more important as you get bigger.
Yeah.
And they brought me on to take that on full time and to really invest in it.
Okay.
So the strategy was really just do things that don't scale, to use, you know, whatever startup lingo, I guess, startup marketing buzzwords.
Yeah.
But what that looked like is just make relationships with individuals and try to help them create a feedback loop, nurture that relationship. The idea is that if you provide value to them and create that relationship, eventually they'll want to talk about you, or they'll introduce someone to you, right?
Right.
And that creates a network effect of the more relationships you create, the more people you reach.
Yeah.
Not necessarily by getting up on stage and giving a talk, or by traveling a lot. It's just by building relationships,
being there
in the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that was the strategy.
Yeah,
from as soon as you were on board.
Yep, that was. I wrote a little blog post manifesto about what we were going to do at Keen.
Okay.
Like my first month, and pretty much just said that.
That's where you've been at. So you've been there. And is the open source show and tell part of that, or is that?
Yeah. So what we found eventually, after experimenting with lots and lots of things, was that doing events was the best way to make one-to-one connections.
Oh.
And so I did a wide variety of events. The open source show and tell was, we did a series of events where we created this brand and concept, and then partnered with other companies to kind of bring the brand forward. So it wasn't necessarily like Keen.io's thing or Justin's thing.
Yeah.
It was just like, we want to invest in helping people get the word out about the projects, or sharing information around just like open source in general. And I found other companies where they fit like the vibe, the ethos of that, right? Sharing and learning and kind of collaboration.
Yeah.
And we just created these events. Nice. We did another one, which was Startup Summer Day Camp. We just got a barbecue in the park and got people to come hang out and play long games. And
yeah.
We had like a little networking hour where I got up and said, hey, we're all startup folks here, like, you know, founders, developers, investors. You know, tell someone what you're doing, what you're working on.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it.
Just those relationships. I mean, that's just like kind of what I've found in my job. It's like, you just have to go talk to people. You just have to go be with them and ask them what they're working on, kind of stuff.
Yeah. I call it engineering collisions.
Engineering collisions.
You have to have an opportunity to talk to someone, right? You can't necessarily force it.
Right.
So if you create an environment where people are open to talking and in a good mood, and the right people in the right room, things are just going
to
happen.
Yeah. You should come to the hackathons.
Yeah.
We were at LA Hacks this weekend, and just like a line of kids waiting for stickers, and you just go, what are you working on? What are you working on? What are you working on? Just getting all those little collisions of, you know, just trying to hear their ideas and talking through that architecture with them, or whatever it is that they're working on.
I've been to quite a few hackathons. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
it. It's so fun.
It really is fun.
It's just seeing the way people come up with solutions, you know, just like, all right, you've got 12 hours, you know, how are you going to get around this bug or this this frustration. It's just a fascinating thing to study.
Yeah, that's the kind of like the full. So we had these events that we helped organize, and we brought other companies in. We had our own events where it was like teaching.
Okay.
Kind of like this is like a Keen branded thing.
Yeah.
And then we tacked ourselves onto other people's events. So going to conferences and giving talks, or doing workshops, or going to hackathons or meetups or stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the three tiers.
How did you find yourself in evangelism overall? Were you doing that before?
So I was a founder of a company in the developer space, not developer tools, but developer community. It's called Late Labs.
Yeah.
The idea was to connect developers that have side project time, like nights and weekends, to early stage startups that are willing to give very small pieces of equity for specific projects. Like, we have a web app.
Yeah.
We need a mobile app, and we don't have a mobile developer.
Yeah.
You know, you scope it out, and once you deliver, you change some equity. So as the founder of that, I was traveling all around and trying to meet developers and figure out like what they're interested in, what they're working on. And I ended up sunsetting that company, and just kind of like fell into evangelism because in my network, I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I'd been doing that work, and I really enjoyed it. So it worked out really nicely.
And that seems like a very much like developer relations kind of.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Cool. Okay. Next up, we'd have like, what is the thing that you'd like to share? Like, what do you think would make an impact the most to people who are, you know, just starting their careers or at a point where they think they're stuck? You know, what do you think would help them out?
Okay. I have to rethink this one because what I told you earlier is I think it's still maps, but I think it's a little bit different. To people that are just starting their career or battery's low.
That's cool.
or feel like they're stuck.
Yeah.
I would say do everything you can to learn.
Hmm.
Like, become as much of a generalist as you can.
Hmm.
What I've seen is that when people specialize and, you know, sometimes you just find what you love, right? You just straight and narrow, you have the target, you go after it.
You bear down on it.
Yeah, you're just like, this is my thing, right? When you don't have that, like, just become really, really hungry for information and learning, and like gather as much as you can, and don't, and not in theory, like do a different project every month, build a thing, meet someone that is doing something that's completely and totally different from you.
Yeah.
Like, invest in understanding cultures that you don't know about.
Right.
Just gather, like, go into like hardcore information gathering mode.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great advice. That's a really good one.
I'm a huge proponent, advocate for side projects.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's feeling stuck, I'm like, start a blog.
Yeah.
Like, well, what do I write about? I don't know.
Start. Just do it. Just make something.
Well, I want to be able to build. Go learn to code.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know where to start. I'll give you an hour.
Yeah.
There's a place right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
Just get out and do.
Cool. Cool. What are you looking forward to in the future?
Paternity leave.
I asked that question earlier, and I was just, this is a great answer. Most people are like, VR, AR.
Well, that too.
That's fun.
AI, I'm really interested in. But yeah, no, just spending time with my family. I'm going to have my first kid in 2 months, almost exactly. So looking forward to that.
Congrats, it's fun.
Kind of, my mind's like focused on that quite a bit.
Yeah. You got the room set up and stuff? Or?
No, that's why I'm not focused on it so much. Still lots of work to do.
That's great. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share?
No. Do awesome work.
Do awesome work. Thanks, Justin.